Warren Gasoline Alley, and we got a bunch of guys working real hard here. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Tom Turpin is here looking over these Firestone Firehawks, and you've got a lot of guys working here. Tell us exactly what is happening in this whole procedure.
Well, we're basically just taking stock of the tires that we're given right off the bat. We can run, I think it's 35 sets throughout the month, and we're given 11 sets, so we're just basically taking sizes, putting them in order, taking numbers, and basically we give those to the engineers, and they'll sort out how they're going to run them.
I see you're making notes. Is this just noting what tire it is, or any individual characteristics of them?
Yeah, we write down the ID number, the wheel number, which comes from the sensor, and then the actual tire size, and then the engineer has all the information that he needs to put them in sets and how he wants to run them.
Now, when you inflate them, are you inflating them at different sizes?
We inflate them to prearranged pressures, so it gives us exactly the numbers we're looking for, and then that matches up, and that way we can balance out all the sets and get the required number that we're looking for.
In some forms of racing, of course, as a race goes on, the pressure can build in a tire like this. Is there much variation over time in a tire during the course of an event?
Well, the engineer tells the tire guys exactly what he wants, and then it's up to us to make sure he gets what he wants when the tire goes on the car. And that's pretty much how it works.
I mean, this is a critical part of the race, obviously. A lot of people understand aero, a lot of people understand engines, but this is your contact patch with the racetrack, and it's a pretty important part to your success.
Well, Firestone give us what they give us, and we have to work with it. So the engineers figure out what the best setup is, what the best tire arrangement is, and if he gets it right, you win the race. If he gets it wrong, you do a lot of pit stops and get it right.
Now, you know, the guys are all working on these right now. They're cleaning them and shining them up. Is this cosmetic, or is this something that actually will impact performance?
No, this is just cosmetic. It's they're basically magnesium wheels, which means any moisture, any damp will start eating away at the surface, fingerprints, etc. So every day you pretty much have to polish them.
Now, you know, obviously you have to watch these over the course of the month of May to see if there's any problems or defects. Is that a common thing, or is that fairly uncommon?
No, Firestone are pretty consistent with what they give us. Everybody gets the same thing. You can't pick and choose. So it's up to you how you manage them and how you take care of them. And that's pretty much it, really.
How about the wheels?
Wheels, nothing special there, really. Everyone can buy them. You know, we just polish them because we like them polished, and they look good on the car.
But you tend to have any problems with them?
Not really. If you take care of them, and, you know, the tire changers do, you know, they try not to make their own holes in the back. So as long as you don't burr anything up so as it goes on and will cause a wobble, maybe, you know, add a true, get a balance. As long as the weights don't fall off, you should be good to go.
Now, I would think this, we refer to this as cosmetic, but given the Team Penske operation, that becomes part of the whole package. I would assume the captain likes these things looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the whole show here, is everything's got to be spick and span in its place, so this is just part of that deal. So if you polish one wheel, you've got to polish them all.
How much here at Indianapolis do environmental changes affect tire wear at this track?
I mean, that's hard to say, really, because it changes from day to day and year to year, so you never really come back with the same thing. So it all depends on the track. You know, you have to, and what Firestone give you in the way of a tire.
Now, does Firestone afterwards, or after you've done a run of your practice here, is it Firestone who does an analysis of the wear and taking things into consideration, or is that something that your team does as well?
I think they both work hand in hand. They want to make sure what they got is going to work for the race. And Firestone check it out and make sure what they got is the product that they intended us to have. So, you know, I think basically they just work hand in hand and see what setup works best for the tire.
Now, obviously, we often see the Firestone engineers taking a track temperature at various points during the day. We also see getting some temperatures on the tires when you come in after run. I'm assuming those tire temperatures give you a little indication of how your chassis is performing.
Yeah, I think a combination of that and what the pressures are as they come in and where. I mean, engineer knows what he's doing, takes all that information and figures it out right away.
Good to have you. Thanks a lot for taking some time.
Okay, thanks very much.